The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From the Honda Center in Anaheim, the San Jose Sharks begin a road trip that takes them through the Pacific Division. First to Anaheim, then to Los Angeles, then to Vegas, and then to Utah. Tonight, it's the Sharks and the Anaheim Ducks for the second meeting of the season. San Jose has yet to get a victory in their first six contests of the year, and in their one matchup against Anaheim, they did not score a single goal. Lukáš Dostál was the top player on the ice for the Ducks, making 30 saves on October the 12th on Los Tiburones night at SAP Center, and the Ducks got goals from Isaac Lundestrom and Trevor Zegras to get the 2-0 win. San Jose comes into this game with an 0-4-2 record in six games played, but the atmosphere in the dressing room remains awfully positive. In fact, head coach Ryan Warsofsky says, the mood in the room is of the type that can be transferred to success on the ice.
I think there's some motivation for us to get a result, which is a good thing. And we got to obviously stick to our process and the way we want to play and get to our identity. But the mood and the energy in the room and the leadership group has been really good. They're driven. We've been really good in our meetings and through practice yesterday, which was a hard, demanding practice. We've responded, and there's a group of guys that are extremely driven to get a result tonight.
Veteran Tyler Toffoli thinks that the general mood in the Sharks' dressing room is going to be one that produces success on this four-game road trip.
Yeah, I think there's been the ups and the downs so far this year, and obviously we're disappointed not being able to get a win yet, but I think we believe in each other, we believe in our group, and you know, tonight's just another challenge and another test against a team that we lost to earlier in the year, and in my opinion, had a chance to win that game, so it's going to be a challenge again, and I think we're excited for this road trip.
All in all, the trip is a pretty rational one. A travel day to Anaheim, the game against Anaheim, a day off, then a game against Los Angeles, a day off, a game against Vegas, and a day off and a game against Utah. Toffoli likes the makeup of this trip.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's definitely makes our lives a little easier, but obviously playing some really good teams and some hard rinks to play in. I believe LA is their home opener, and then going into Vegas is never easy. And have heard nothing but good things about going into Utah. So, like I said, excited for the road trip, and starts here tonight.
Defenseman Jack Thompson, who plays alongside Henry Thrun in the Sharks' third D pair, says that the feeling inside the room is excellent.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, we got a really good group of guys here, and you know, we're motivated to get that win. And you know, I think we've been working really hard in practice the last couple days, so I think we're ready to go.
In the last game against Colorado, it was only a couple of errors, one mental, one physical, that actually led to the defeat. You have to make sure that you're really dialed in for every single game. If there's anybody on the team that knows how to get dialed in, it's Tyler Toffoli. He told us how to do it.
Yeah, I think just staying together together as a group, and like I said, we got to just believe in each other and believe in the game plan and just kind of execute and you know, obviously, you know, there's some really good players in this league and really good players tonight with a lot of skills. So if there's a mistake that that happens, you got to, you know, be there and help provide the little bit of assurance and prevent, you know, anything bigger happening. So we got to be ready for it.
Winger William Eklund was one of the best players on the ice for Sharks hockey in a 4-1 loss at the hands of the Colorado Avalanche on Sunday afternoon. He had a lot of jam to his game, and he scored the only goal that the Sharks would get with a beautiful play.
Controlled now by Granlund, moves down the wing, in back behind the Colorado net, holding the puck, stick handling up near side, stopping inside the circle, backing up away from O'Connor, moving into the circle in front, Eklund shoots, and he scores! Top shelf for William Eklund! That play was beautifully designed by Mikhail Granlund, who gets the primary assist, and Eklund back in the lineup tonight. Avalanche 2, Sharks 1, with only 1:35 to go.
Tyler Toffoli is enjoying having William Eklund as a line mate and a teammate.
He does a really good job of holding on to the pucks and creates a lot of space for himself. And I said earlier on in the season or training camp, the same thing. And I think he's been getting better you know, every day. And like you said, he likes to work on his craft and try and get better. So, you know, he's been making some really good plays, and he's a big part of this team.
The Teal Report will continue from Anaheim in just a moment, following this timeout on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The hat trick for William. Jim Eklund.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
Mackenzie Blackwood gets the start in goal for the Sharks to begin this road trip in Anaheim. It's the 200th appearance of Blackwood's NHL career. You can expect that Lukáš Dostál will be in goal for the Ducks. After all, Greg Cronin's team really depended on Dostal's goaltending at SAP Center on October the 12th, when he made 30 saves and picked up his second career shutout. One of the nice side stories of this contest is that both teams have rookies that used to be line mates playing against each other. Will Smith back in action for the Sharks tonight out of Boston College. His former line mate Cutter Gauthier is on the other side of the ice for Anaheim. Smith talked about what makes Gauthier such a dangerous threat when he's your opponent.
I mean, if you watch him, I think obviously you see his shot and has a threat to score whenever he's out there. So I think if we saw that last year, it was good having him on my side, but like I said, a shot you got to watch out for, and he can score from anywhere.
There's definitely a plan for Will Smith's ice time this season. For instance, he sat out in the game in Winnipeg in the back-to-back situation, and then he was back in the lineup against Colorado on Sunday, playing 14 and a half minutes and getting one shot on goal. Sharks head coach Ryan Warshawski told us on the Coach's Chalkboard Show what he wanted Will Smith to be watching and taking notes on in that Winnipeg game.
I hope he watched Kyle Connor and Scheifele and these guys that can hold on to pucks and play with the puck, and they have more time than they think. And, you know, I had a brief conversation with him about that. And, you know, sometimes watching from above is really good for a player. You learn a lot, and you learn how much time you really have at when you have pucks and when you don't have pucks, when you're going for a 50-50 puck. Little things that you can pick up on, but I think those two guys are really good players for him to watch and learn from if there's a silver lining.
Smith did that and more, and he said he learned a lot from the experience.
A lot of those guys on that other team are, you know, I've never seen them play in person, so it's cool to see them play, and obviously watching some of their top guys play is just try to take little things from everyone and how he learned from the game.
Needless to say, it bothers Will Smith just a little bit that after playing five NHL games, he hasn't scored a point yet.
I mean, yes and no. I'm a competitive guy. It's, you know, every league I've played in, I've, you know, found a way to produce. So I think, I mean, like you said, they'll come and not too worried about it. Trying to, you know, first off, get a W here first, and then everything else will work out.
As for the game tonight, defenseman Jack Thompson talks about what the focus is.
I think just play our game, play with compete, play with consistency and care, you know, the thing we have in the locker room. I think that's what we want to stick to.
Join us at 6:45 Pacific time for the next exciting broadcast of Sharks Hockey. It's San Jose in Anaheim against the Ducks. Jamal Mayers joins me with the call. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.